So we start a new sugya today, Mitzvah Hashem, and hopefully we'll finish it next week, and then we go on to new areas. The Mishnah here in Masechta Nida Daf Nun Tesam Beis establishes the following: Hishila Chaluka, she lent her beged to a nachris, to a non-Jewish woman, Olenida, to a Jewish woman who's in the state of Nidus. And now she gets back to Beged, and she wears the Beged herself, and she checks it and she finds a kesem. And we've discussed on many occasions that a kesem, when she finds a stain, that's only derabbanan, it's a tumah derabbanan, because midaraisa we need hargosha, she had no hargosha. So now the rabbanan say that she finds a kesem, and if certain conditions are met, let's say it's Yosef Mikagris, etc., etc., she didn't go through Shuk Shal Tabachim, she should be Tmeya. So the Mishnah says she's not Tmeya. Why? Harezu Tola Ba. She can use what's called Tliya. Tliya is a mechanism by which she's allowed to attribute this Kesem to the other woman. And again, keep in mind that this other woman who borrowed her Beged is either a Nachris or a Nida. So Rashi points out that she's tahora, keva de nida hi, since the other woman who borrowed the beged is a nida, lo mekalkala la midi. The other woman loses nothing through this tliya. The word kilkul here means to become tmeo when she's tahora, but here she's tmeo anyway. Nachris, Rashi says, tmeo, and therefore tolaba. Yisraelis is also a nida in this case, in this particular scenario. She's already tmeya. Then by attributing the stain to her, there's no kilkul. Aval Yisrael is tahora, says Rashi, if the other woman who borrowed the beggar was tahora, sheshala chaluk, chalok mi chaverta, is then, if she borrowed, the one who borrowed the chaluk is tahora, the acharkach, now she gives it back to its original owner, the lovsha, lovshasa chaverta, then in such a case, says Rashi, who are you going to point to? Meaning, who are you going to be establishing as tmeya, and who as tahora? If you want to say that the borrower is tahora, and the owner is, I'm sorry, if you want to say that the borrower is tmeya, and the owner is tahora, then what you've done is you've really tipped the scale against the borrower, meaning you've been metame her in such a way that she was tahora. So Rashi says that that's not included in the Mishnah of Tliya. The Mishnah of Tliya, says Rashi, only applies when the other one is already tmeya, but if she's tahora, then you have no reason to assume that this one is Tmeya and this one's Torah. Says Rashi, what's the deal? What's the din in this case? Shteyam Tmeyas. We have to be Metami both of them. So that itself is interesting, because if you have a Suffolk whose Kesem it is, then we should apply the principle of Suffolk Darabon Lakula. So this is going to lead us, in Mirtz Hashem, to a very famous sugya, a very lumdish sugya called Shnei Shvilim. Again, I don't want to get off on a tangent, because we're going to, you know, just a preview, a very short preview of coming attraction. You have two people who walk through two roads, and we know that there's tumah in one of the roads. So by definition, one of the two is tumah. Again, we have to assume the kever is in such a way that there's no way of passing through the road. Otherwise, you have another suffix. Did you pass through the road where the kever was, and were you mahil ala kever? But assuming that the kever takes up the whole width of the road, now to say, well, let's be told of this on that and this on that, meaning when Reuven comes and asks the question, so we're going to blame it on Shimon, Shimon went down the road that's Tomei, and vice versa, then both are going to be Tahoros, and that's impossible, because we know by definition someone is Tomei. So we'll see exactly how that works out. That's a sugya in Mishnayis and Olos, it's also a sugya in Psachim. In any event, here we have a situation where if you could be tola in such a way that you're not adding any kilkul, you basically haven't changed the status of anyone, the owner of the beged remains tahor as she was before, the borrower of the beged remains tmeah as she was before, so there's no kilkul, then the Mishnah applies the din of Tliya. Now on this Mishnah, we have a major machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now in order to appreciate that machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, let's give a little bit of background. And we're reviewing things that we know by heart, that we should know in the middle of the night, but let's do that anyway. There's something called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Now, in order to understand what a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is, we have to introduce another concept, and that's called a Zava. A Zava, in the full-blown classical sense, which is otherwise known as a Zava Gdola, has seen Dam for 3 consecutive days during the Yemei Ziva. There's a major machlokes exactly when the Yemei Ziva is, but just to simplify, the 11 days between one Nidah period and the other Nidah period are called Yemei Ziva, and those lend themselves potentially to her becoming a Zava Gedola if she sees 3 days in a row. Now let's say she sees one day. At that point she becomes a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, meaning she has to count a full 24 hours of Naki without any dam on that second day against the first day. So she's on a Sunday and she sees dam. She now becomes a Zava Ktana, otherwise known as a Shomeres Yom. She waits the entire Monday to see if Monday goes by without any dam. Then she can be Tahora. And not only that, any time during Monday, according to the Doraisa law, she can go to mikvah. So she's Toveles b'mikvah on Monday, but she has to be Shomeres Yom, she's still Asura Labayla, until Shkia, until the end of that day. Now if she sees on Monday, so now she's seen 2 consecutive days, she's called the Shomeres Yom b'yom Sheni Shalah, which means that potentially she might become a Zava Gedola if she'll see on the 3rd day as well. So now she'll wait Tuesday. If she waits out the day Tuesday and it's a Yom Naki and she doesn't see, then once again, the same din applies. She went to Mikvah on Yom Shlishi on Tuesday, any time during the day. And then when Shkia Sachama comes around, she's completely Tahor.
Only one day to keep after 2 days of...
Correct. Only one day. Because again, the idea is to break up the consecutivity of 3 days. So it shouldn't be 3 days consecutive. Okay. Now, in addition to that, just let's throw out one other introduction, and that's called a Nida. A Nida has to count 7 days, but those days don't have to be Nikiyim. She could see literally from day 1 straight, continuously, till day 7. On a Doraisa level, she goes to Mikvah after day 7. She can't go on day 7. She doesn't have that option of a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. But after the 7th day passes, she makes sure that she's right, she does a bedika, as we discussed, different dinim, hefsek tar, whatever it might be, and then she goes to mikvah and she's tahora. So now, in light of that, we're ready for the machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, this brisa is brought on daf Samach Amud Aleph. And the brisa is going to deal with the following question. When the Mishnah allows a woman to be tole hakesem on the borrower, on the shoeles, if the shoeles is already tmeya, how does that apply to the case of a shomeres yom keneged yom? Because keep in mind, her status is a little bit iffy. She's already in the 2nd day. She may or may not see on that day. If she does not see on that day, then she's tahora. In fact, she may have already gone to the mikvah for all intents and purposes. So she saw on day 1, and now she's up to day 2. So let's say, for example, she's on day 1. Okay, this is the simpler case. L'chor. On day 1, her status is the same as Anita. She's Tmeh, because she's the Zava Ketana. That means that if we're told of this kesem on her, she loses absolutely nothing. Why? Because she can still wait out the next day as a Shomeres Yom, and she becomes Tahor at the end of the 2nd day. So the fact that on the 1st day she saw a Kesem, if we're going to be told of the Kesem on her, brings no loss to her. Things have not changed at all. In the case of Anida, during her 7 days, the same is true. because it matters not which of the 7 days she's up to. The fact that she sees a kesem doesn't change anything. She can see for 7 straight days. As long as she makes a hefsek tahara at the end of the 7th day, she can go to mikvah and become tahara. Tana Rabbanan, Tola Bishomeris Yom Kenegin Yom Bisheni Shalah. Okay? So that means that she became a Zava Ketana because she saw on Yom Echad. She has to be Shomeris Yom Hasheni, because Yom Sheni, if she doesn't see, then she becomes Tahora. Again, assuming she was Tovelis, obviously. Now, the owner can be Tola on the Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Bisheni Shalah. Now, this is a big chiddush, because keep in mind, if it's on Yom Sheni Shalah, what does that force her? If we assume that the Shoeles is now considered like the Balas HaKesem, you know, we attribute the Kesem to her, on Yom Sheni, what does she lose now?
A day,
because she now has to postpone Hashmira to Yom Shlishi. Okay? And what we're going to see here is that Rebbe is going to disagree very vehemently with this statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel, but not, right now we're learning Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says this is not called a kilkul, because right now, in the status of Shomeris Yom, she is a Zava. Again, she's a Zava for the balance for the remainder of this day of Yom Sheni, but nevertheless, right now she's a Zava. And therefore, we could be Tola on a woman who's a Zava, because her status is that of a Tmeah. And that's called a Mekul Kelis, means she's already in the status of, in the state of Tum. Then Rav Shimon Gamliel goes on and he says, Ubisoferes Shiva Shalotavla. Now watch what happens over here. Let's say she counted 7 days of Nidus, but she hasn't yet been Tovelis. She can be Tovelis at any moment, because the 7 days have already passed. And now you're telling me that she saw a kesem, because you're going to be told of the kesem of the balas kesem on her as the shoeles. Then she's going to have to start another 7 days, because again the kesem assumes dam nida, and therefore she needs a whole another set of 7 days. But since she wasn't tovelis from the first nidus, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, she's still in a state of mikul kelis, she's tmeya, and therefore the law of tliya applies. Now again, if you happen to have the Masifta, I know Yechiel was kind enough to print out the Masifta. What do you have on top? Aleph? Yeah. I forget it. It doesn't matter, but I know what Aleph means for my purposes. So if you see on Aleph, right after, on the left column, after the word HaMishnah, which is bolded, you see he gives an introduction to this sugya, and at the end of this introduction he asks the following question: what happens if, just 1 second, ha'im yechola litlos es hakesem bechaverta shenimtzeis b'yamei zivasa v'hi shomeris yom kenegid yom o b'shiva nekiyim. And now you want to turn to page Bays, the next page. And the most important note that we want to look at is at the end of this page, which is Chaf Aleph. But first let's read the Lefichach on the top of your page. You have the word Lefichach on the top of your page? Lefichach, Himesukenes v'chaverte mekukeles divrei Ramam Shimon ben Gamliel. Now she, meaning the owner of the beged, is mitukenes, which means tahora, and the borrower, we'll call her the chaverta in this case, she becomes mekukeles. And what does it mean she becomes mekukeles? He says because now she's going to have to delay her shmira for another day. She'll need to count the 3rd day to make sure that she doesn't see dam on the 3rd day. If she gets in the queues on the 3rd day, then she can be toveles. And in the case of Soferes Shiva Nekiyim, now she's going to be Soseres Sfirasa Utzricha lispar shiva nekiyim mitchila. In other words, let's say, for example, she is a zava gedola. She's already seen 3 days consecutively during Yom Zivus. Now she needs Zion Yom Nekiyim. If she has a kesem during Zion Yom Nekiyim, that kesem is so ser kol Zion Yomim, she has to go back to day one and count another full 7 days. Nevertheless, Rav Shimon Gamliel still insists that the owner of the chalok has the right to be tole bimikul keles, even though what it's going to mean as far as the Shmiras Zayin Nekiyim is concerned for this Chaverta, it means she has to start a whole new set of Zayin Nekiyim. We're not interested, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, in how much she loses through this Tliya. We're not going to calculate the benefits and the, you know, the assets and the deficits, but rather, all we're concerned about is one question. What is her status right now? Presently, is she Tmeya or is she Tahara? If she's Tmeya, then the Kesem comes and is attached to the Tmeya. So therefore, in the case of a Zova Ketana, she's Tmeya. In the case of a Zova Gdola, she's certainly Tmeya. And is Tliya. Rebbe Omer, Eina Tola. Rebbe says that there's a difference between the first day and the second day. The first day, she can see 50 million times on the first day, she still becomes a Shomer Siyom for the next day. But if she's already past the first day, she's doing a Shmir on the second day. Now, if you attribute this Kesem to her, she loses that second day. Is there for Eina Tola? Why? Because there is a Kilkul as a result of this Tliya. By attributing the Kesem to her, she's Mekalkil that second day, and now she has to count the third day. And again, according to Rebbe, the logic is always the following. Why should you choose one woman over the other? We have no reason logically to know whose kesem this is. And therefore, we cannot logically or justifiably be told on someone who's going to lose as a result of this tliya. Lefichach shtein mikul kolos. Now that's the paradox. As a result of the fact that we cannot apply the mechanism of Tliya, they both become Tmeos, because as we said before, we have no way of judging and deciding which one should be Tahora. We know that one of the two is Tmeya. There was no third woman involved over here. So therefore we have no choice but to be Matami both, and that's going to lead us to the Sugya, as I mentioned before, of Shnei Shvili. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes the Sefer the Braisa, Vishavim, but Rebbe agrees to Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shetola Bishomeres Yom Keneged Yom Barishon Shalah. If she's in the first day of Zayin Nekiyim, then Rebbe would say, well, she loses nothing. She's Tmeya, and there's no extra kilkul by attributing the Kesem to her. And in other two cases, what are the other two cases? Ubiyosheves Dam Tohar. You remember that in the case of a Yoledes, depending upon whether there's a certain period of time which all Hadam is considered Dam Tohar, depends upon a male or a female, but that's called Yosheves Al Dam Tohar. So for example, he points out here that in the case of a Zohar, she has Dam Tohar after the first 7 days of Leda up until day 40. In the case of an Akeva, she has 2 weeks of Dam Tomei, and from the end of that 2 weeks up until day 80, she has Dam Tohar. Now, if she's in that period of time of Dam Tohar, meaning after the first week of Leda in a Zohar, after the second week of Leda in a Keva, in that period of time, she loses absolutely nothing through a Kesem, because even if she saw Dam Mamish, she'd be Tohar. And the same thing applies to Busula Shedomea Tahor, meaning after her first Bia, then we assume that any Dam that she has is not Dam Min HaMokar, but rather it's Dam Min HaBsulin. If it's Dam Min HaBsulin, she's Tahora. And therefore, in these cases, even Rebbe would agree that you could apply the principle of Tliya, because again, what was Rebbe's objection against Rav Shimon Gamliel's Tliya? He felt that you were adding to the Kilkul. In these cases, you're not adding to the Kilkul, neither in the first case of Yom Rishon, nor in the case of Yosheves Al Dam Tohar, nor in the case of Bisula. Okay. All right, we're going to skip a little bit because I want to get to the main subject of today, and that is the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Adla. And Rav Chisda is going to give us real problems. Okay. Now, we're talking about Shnei Shvilin. Rav Chisda is going to equate, he's going to present an analogy between Shnei Shvilin, the two roads, where there's Tumah on one of the two roads, and two people went down each of the two roads, and our case of She'elah v'chalok. Amar Rav Chisda, Tameh. Okay, now when we talk about Tameh here, we're talking about a Tameh mess. We'll see that that's very significant. And a Tameh mess is a Tumah Zion, 7 days. Vitar. The second individual is Tar. Shaholchu b'shnei shvilin. They walk down two different roads. Echad mean one shvil is Tar. V'echad Tameh, the other shvil is Tar. Is Tameh. Says Rav Chisda, Banu l'machlokes Rebbe v'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe would not allow Tliya. We'd have to be metame both of them. And Rav Shimon Gamliel would allow Tliya, and we could say that the Tameh is the one who walked down that road where the Tumah was. Now, offhand, Rav Chisda doesn't make any sense, because we just finished saying that even Rebbe is molded to the very fundamental principle of Tliya. We can be told of the Tumah and the Tameh as long as we're not adding any kilkul. That was Rebbe's proviso here. So, for example, the case of Yom Rishon of Shomeres Yom, Rebbe would agree that there is Tliya because the Kesem doesn't in any way have any ill impact on her status. Yom Sheni, on the other hand, now she's holding that second day as a Yom Naki. Now you told her the Kesem in her, and now she loses Yom Sheni. That's a kilkul. Then we cannot apply the principle of Tliya. Now, in the case of a Tameh and a Tar going down Shnei Shvilin, the Tameh doesn't lose anything by assuming that he went down the Shvil Tameh. So why would Rebbe disagree and reject the principle of Tliya in this case? Again, Banu l'machlokes Rebbe v'Rav Shimon Gamliel. He says, Dover Zeh, this is a sikum of Rashi, he says, Dover Zeh, Toli b'machlokes Rebbe v'Rav Shimon Gamliel, l'shitas Rebbe ain't tolenas hakesem b'shomeres yom k'neged yom b'sheni shala, u'b'sofer shiva shalo tavla, kevet she'ein svar aloma shakesem ba mehen, yoser me'asher mi'balas hachalok. If there's no logical reason to assume either she or she was responsible for this kesem, then there's no possibility of Tliya. And therefore, here also in the case of Shnei Shvilin, and here on where page Gimel, if you're looking here, Svar ain't Svar Lomar She Dafka Tomei Alek B'Shvil Tomei. There's no logical reason to assume a priori that the Tomei walked into the Shvil that's Tomei. And therefore, there's no logical reason for Tliya. And if there's no logical reason for Tliya, then Rebbe's going to insist that there's no din of Tliya. And if there's no din of Tliya, then Shneim Tmeim. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, on the other hand, holds that you can be Tola the Kesem.
Two
bases
here?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's see. Oh, you got two bases and not Gimel?
No,
Gimel.
Correct.
No, okay.
Want me to print out some Gimels?
Yeah, maybe, if you don't mind. I mean, again, if not for today, then certainly for Yom Revi'i, we'll need Gimel. I have about 4 footnotes to do on Gimel. Major footnotes. But again, Rav Osei, don't get nervous. We're still up to base. Just I wanted to point out here that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can be Tola the Kesem on a Tameh, even though there's no logical reason to assume that the Kesem came from her. Why? Because she's already Mekulkelis B'Tumah. Here also, since the other guy is Tameh already, let's be tolling him because he's already mekul kol, and therefore the tliya works. So now we want to look at footnote number Chaf Aleph, which you have on the bottom of page Beis. He says the following: L'shitas Rav Chisda, taimo shel Rebbe, eno toli klal b'svar as tolin es hakilkola b'makulkal. Rav Chisda has another understanding of Rebbe. Right, we thought that Rebbe was on board with Tliya, but again with one condition, that there's no extra kilkul. Says Rav Chisda, no, eino sover svar zu klal. Rebbe doesn't accept that svar at all of Tliya, even in a case where someone doesn't stand to lose because he's tamei anyway. Nevertheless, Rebbe rejects Tliya. Umashe moda Rebbe shetolim b'shomeres yom barishon shalah. Now this entire footnote, which ends here on the next page, is coming from the Ramban. Now on the one hand, I hesitate to learn the Ramban with you because Tosus has a whole different approach to this sugya, but I nevertheless defer here to the Ramban because I think his approach is a lot simpler to understand. So if we can get through one understanding of Rav Chisda that makes sense to us, zeschari mikol amoli, I'm very happy. So what is the svara of Rebbe according to Rav Chisda? He says the following: that in the case of a shomeres yom on Rishon Shalah, she has something that's called a mayon pasuach. What does a mayon pasuach mean? She's already seen dam, and it's coming min amokar. We have reason to assume that that's going to continue until it changes. Meaning, the concept of shomeres yom means let's wait the second day, the following day, in order to establish a transition from mayon pasuach to mayon sasim. So on the first day, she has what's called a mayon pasuach. We anticipate that she'll see. It's only after she waits out the second day, yom keneged yom, and she doesn't see, if the second day is naki, that's when we assume that her mayon was open but it closed. Now, Rebbe says that this mayon pasuach situation of yom rishon gives me a logical, compelling reason to be tola that this kesem came from her. The woman who owns the beged, her mayon, as far as we know, is a mayon sasum. So now you want to tell me, well, she saw a kesem, and therefore we have to assume no, she became mayon pasuach. Why should we assume so? There's another woman who wore the same chalok, and she already has a mayon pasuach. That's only as far as Yom Rishon is concerned. When we get to Yom Sheni, and she's just, you know, waiting out the day so that hopefully it'll be a Yom Naki, at this point we have no reason to assume that our Mayan is still Pasuach. Adarabha, it becomes a Mayan Pasuach after three consecutive days, but now we're up to day two, and if in day two she goes by safely without any new evidence, if it's a Yom Naki, then obviously the Mayan was only Pasuach on a one-time basis, and she saw that one Dam of Yom Rishon. So, Mashemo de Rebbe should tell him Shomeres Yom Birishon Shalom Mishum Shahuksaka Leos Roa. She has what's called a Cheskes Mayan Pasua. Bechain, Bioshevis Aldam Toar. Right? So, this woman who is after birth, we assume that she'll have Dam. Right? Because over the period of 40 days, let's say in the case of a Zohar, 40 days she'll have Dam. The Torah was Matar the Dam after the first week. But that Dam is coming from a Mayon Pasuach as a result of the Leda. And therefore, and also in the case of Basula, he points out, because since she there was a breakage there in her, in a Basulin, in that membrane, therefore she has a Mayon Pasuach. We assume there's going to be Dam. And he uses the term Hadam Mitsuyan, if you can underline that term. So we have what's called Dam Matsui. So we have one woman who's the owner of the Chalok. We don't know that she has Dam Matsui at this point. You have another woman who borrowed the Chalok, and she's in a state of Dam Matsui. And therefore we can apply the Din of Tliya. You know, you no longer have the question, well, why should you choose one over the other? I know why I choose one over the other. I choose one over the other because she has a greater statistical probability of seeing Dom. V'lachen mistabra yosel litlos mehen bohen me'asher bibala sachalok. Okay. And all this, he says, in the name of the Ramban, this you'll see on Gimel, right? You'll see here, he says, Ach b'sheni shalah, u'b'sofer shiva shalot tavla, ein tolin, kevet sha'az kfar ein amuchzekes kiroa. Now here's gevaldige chiddush. There are actually two chidushim here. One I think is low-key, it's something that I can accept. The other one I think is pretty radical. The first low-key chiddush is that on Yom Sheni Shalah, she's already ein amuchzekes kiroa, meaning now her status changes, even though, again, you know, the day hasn't passed yet, but as during the course of the day, she's a shomeres yom, her situation is ein dam matzui. It's only a fluke that during Yemei Ziva she's going to see a second day and then a third day. We don't assume that that's going to happen. So that's called Eino Muzekis Kiroa. Now, that I can accept, but look at the next part. He says, V'chein also Sofer Shiva Shlo Tavla Ein Tolin Kevon Di Oskvar Eino Muzekis Kiroa. I mean, here the Torah requires Shiva Nekiyim. And it's only after Shiva Nekiyim that we assume and establish that she's not a Roa. I would have said that during the Zayin Nekiyim up until the last day, when she passes Yom Zayin, she's Bechezkes Roa, because again, she's a Zava Gedola. But he says no. He says that during the course of the Zayin Nekiyim, the Torah is assuming that she's not Roa. She's not a Muzekes Kiroa, it's a Mayin Sosim, and only after 7 days pass does the Torah clinch it, and then it makes it possible for her to go to the mikvah. So all this is based on the Ramban. Okay? Now, in footnote number Chaf Beis, which you do have, correct? He quotes the Marsha. And at that point, he also introduces the Shita of Tosfos. So the Marsha says that perhaps Rashi and Tosfos have a different pshat in the sugya. B'nimtza l'fi zeh, but according to the pshat of the Ramban, what do we do with Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda, so much a Rebbe Ain tolin es hashvil hatame betame mes afil biom rishon litum asa af she'ain hu miskalkel im nitlebo. So again, the man contracted tumas mes on that very day. He doesn't lose anything if he contracted tumas mes a second time by going down the shvil. And nevertheless, Rav Chisda insists that there's no possibility of tliya. And why is that? Because as the Ramban pointed out, Rebbe only accepts tliya when there's a logically compelling reason based on statistics and probability theory that we should apply the principle of tliya. But here, kevan she'ein svara, there's no logical reason to assume that just because this individual was already in a state of tumah, therefore he went down the shvil and came in contact with the tumah, came on she'ein kan svara litlos b'tameh, therefore Rebbe would hold that there's no tliya b'tameh. Im kein af biyom harishon l'sfirah, so even though on the first day, this is the very day that he contracted tumah, he loses nothing through this tliya, nevertheless ain't tolin, but because there's no logically compelling statistical reason for tliya. What about Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel, efshal litlos b'tameh b'chol yimei tumaso, Bishum she taimo shav bishum gam liyah b'meshe efsha litlos bishom meres yom kineged yom b'sheni shalom mishum shehi kvar mekukel es v'lachein tolim ba es ha-kilkul v'chein kan tolim b'tomei es ha-tuma b'chol yimei tuma sekevin shukvar mekulkul. So Rav Shimon Gamliel's bottom line is Tliya works whenever there's already a tummy. Anyone who's in the state of Tuma, and it makes no difference what kind of kilkul he'll suffer, you can be Tola on someone who's tummy. So you find Tuma, you can attribute it to someone who's tummy. In the case of Shomer Siyom, it doesn't matter whether she's on the first day or the second day, she's Tmeya. And if she's Tmeya, we can be Tola. There's a kilkul, because now she's going to lose Yom Sheni. Doesn't matter. She's Tmeya, and that's Tliya. In the case of a Tomei Mes, who went down a Shvil, if he's on the first day of his Tuma, he doesn't lose a thing. And there's no Kilkul. But if he's on the second day, and how much more so if he's on the seventh day, he's going to be Mekalkel, because now he's going to have to wait another 7 days before he can be Tara himself. It doesn't matter. He's still Tomei. And Rav Shimon Gamliel has this absolute rule of Tliya, even when there's a kilkul through this Tliya, because the other person is Tame. Now, there are two questions I want to ask you. One question is, the logic of Rav Shimon Gamliel here doesn't make much sense. Why should he be told if there's no statistical probability that leads you to that conclusion? And you're applying that logic of Tliya even if you mean Mekalkel him. So again, it's a toss-up. We don't know who became Tummy here. So you're going to point the finger in the direction of the one who's already Tummy, even though he's going to have to wait another 7 days. Why are we doing such a thing? Number two, and if you'll tell me that Tliya works on a Darabanan level, okay, I can understand that certainly in the case of a Kesem, in our Sugawa Mishnah, but what does that have to do with Tomei Mes? Tomei Mes is not a Drabanan. You know, the Torah says that if you're Ma'al Ala Mes, you contract Tumas Mes. That's not some sort of rabbinic institution. So we're saying now that Reb Shimon Gamliel accepts Tliya even on a Doraisa level, when there's no logical reason for that Tliya. Now what I'm curious to know is, how do we paskin in this machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel? So if you take a look at Oz Beis here in the Ein Mishpat, he sends you to the Rambam in Isurei Bia, Perek Tes, Halacha, I think it says Chaf Tes, if I'm right. Let's see, Tes, Chaf Tes. By the way, if you were the Rambam, how would you paskin? Just curious. Don't all answer at once. I mean, I can't hear so many voices. But would you paskin like Rebbe? Who's the Machmir here?
Isn't it any if they both came to Basin at the same time, they're both Tahor?
Okay, we'll get to that too down the line, Dr. Joel. I'm very impressed with your erudite scholarship. But let's take the case of a Kesem. Right? There's only one woman who comes forward with the Kesem. She's the owner of the Chaluk. Comes along Rebbe and says she's Tmeya. Comes along Rav Shimon Gamliel and says she's Tahora. Why could she be Tola? Why could she be Tola? Because the other lady who borrowed the Chaluk was Tmeya. Or is Tmeya, let's say. So who would you paskin like? Would you paskin Lechumra or Lekula here? What do you say? Lekula. Why?
It's
only Darabanan. So that would have been very, you know, that would have been very simple, I think, if, you know, anticipating that something to Rabbanu Lekula. The Rama writes, Isha Shesh Ila Chaluka Linida Ben Goya Ben Yisraelis V'chazra V'lovasha Oso Konem B'diko Matza Olav Kesem Harezu Tola Benida Shalavsha Oso Hishila Oso Lizava Ktana Biyom Hatomei Shalah. The Ram doesn't differentiate between Yom Rishon or Yom Sheni. He says, O Lizava Gdola B'Shivas Yimei Nikiyim, Chazam alav shalsa, etc., etc., insal kesem, shtayan mikulkolos. Who's he paskining like? Like Rebbe. He's paskining like Rebbe Luchumer because Hishilo Solozava Ketana of the Yom HaShomer, he doesn't seem to differentiate whether it's Yom Rishon or Yom Sheni. There's an absolute rule that there's no Tliya over here. Again, the Rambam is only going to allow for Tliya on Yom Tomei Shalom. Now, I'm curious to see how this is brought down lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, but I don't see now, what does it say here? Simon Kuf Tzadi? Se'if Mem Aleph. Let's see if we can find this. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, Sammy, open up to the Rush here on our Perek. I just want to take a look here. What do we say? Kuf Tzadi Samach Aleph? Did I get that right? Somebody could double check me.
Mem
Aleph? Okay, thank you. Kuf Tzadi. Just one second. Lavsha chaluk his ilto liyisraelis nido legoya sheigia zman aliros verasa pam achas afal pisha eno roa bimei hashola sachaluk viachikach nimsa bokesem tola ba utahora vehu adin. In Bodkoso Vishiloso Lahen, Yakaklov Shoso he, Umotswa Kesem Tolubahen. Fafilu he, so Ferris, Shiva Sanakir. So here you have a case of a Tliya, which is going to be Makalkel, the other woman, because she's in the middle of Sphere Zainakir, she's going to have to start all over again, and yet the Shulchan Aruch allows for a Tliya. It seems to me that the Shulchan Aruch is paskining like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let me just see if any of the Mefarshim on the Rambam point this out over here. Upasak Rabbeinu Kiredi Aval Haramban Varashba Pasku Ki Rav Shimon Gamliel Lahakel. This is the Magid Mishnah. Oh, Lahakel Miksovim Shal Divrei. Oh, that makes me very happy. Fine. That's the Magid Mishnah. So I would say that the Shulchan Aruch was impacted by the Magid Mishnah, and the Rishonim seem to reject this Rambam, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch passes like a Shimon Gamliel Lekula, it's a Safik Midevrayim, and therefore we can apply the principle of Safik Derabbanan Lekula.
Why did the Rambam pass?
Yeah, I don't know about the Rambam. I have a suspicion that the Rambam is applying a different principle. Halacha kirebi mechaverov v'lo mechaverov. In other words, if Rebbe is against the Chachamim and they're the majority, then we pass him against Rebbe. But if Rebbe is against any of the other Tanoim, the only problem is Rav Shimon Gamliel is a little different because he's... Well, let's see. What does the Rosh have to say here? Does he... Go back a little bit. We're in Perek Chi, right?
Right.
Okay, let me just see if I can find this thing. Ben Rabbanan. Tola b'shomeres yom kineged yom b'sheni shalah, which means even b'yom sheni shalah, u'b'sofer shiva shalah tovla. L'fichach hi mitukenes v'chaveret mukkels diri Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe Omer, ein tola, l'fichach shteyan mekukolos. shavin shetolin b'shomeres yom k'neged yom b'rishon shalo u'b'yosheves al dam tohar u'b'psul shedaveh tohor v'alocha k'rev shimon gamliel. So the Rush, like the Ramban and the Ran, paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Was the Ram and paskins like Reb? Want to see if the halachah of Shimon Gamliel says the Madani Yontif zelish on a rash, but kasavri of Shimon Gamliel came under ksavim derabbanan and told us as a kalkola b'makulkol. And he quotes a sugyan chulin, which I think is also in Psachim, if I remember correctly, about truma derabbanan. So you don't know if the truma went into the chulin or the truma went into truma. If it's all truma derabbanan, then we're told that the truma went into the truma and we can eat the chulin. Even the ksav derabbanan, kaimulan kerab shimon gamliel, didn't make him. V'chein pasak haramban. Utrichale lefarish time of the paskinon the lo kerevi. Mishud the kaimalon halacha kerevi mechavero. So why don't we paskin like Rebbe here? After all, Rebbe against Rav Shimon Gamliel is one against one. We should paskin like Rebbe. The answer is because it's only the Rabbanon, therefore we make it. Umi high time of pasuk Rambam zal. Kimoso meaning Kerebi. Bekan. Oh, listen to this. This is an interesting historical. He says, V'afagam to Rav Shimon Gamliel Aviv Hoya. You know, people don't realize who is the father of Rebbe, who is Rav Shimon Gamliel. So maybe you would say that Machlokshin, a father and his son, passed like the father. No. The Rambam is going to pass him like Rebbe. Why? Because if it's not a case of Chaverov, then Aloch and Kimoso, we pass them like Rebbe, even against Reb Shimon Gamliel. So he's suggesting now that according to the Ramban and the Ran and the Rush, who pass them like Reb Shimon Gamliel, the logic of the Rabbanan is not going to cut the mustard, because since we have a principle of Aloch and Kerebi, lechavero, so then we should have passed like Rebbe, and that doesn't depend upon whether it's Doraisa or Drabbanan. Even in Drabbanan we pass like Rebbe. So he answers that they hold that ein halacha ke Rebbe came on shu keneged aviv is halacha ke aviv, even though it's yachid legabed. And he quotes a rush in Moed Kadin in Perek Elu Megalchin. Very interesting. This is a more of a technical part of the sugya. How do we pass a halacha in this machlokas? But it's a very fascinating question. Okay, so let's go back to the sugya itself. I'll just have to clear off all these svarim here. Okay, fine. Now he says the following: Ulam. This is again Chav Beis, if you have it. Ulam, second paragraph. Hatosvis. Okay, this is the third Tosvis on the page. Let's just keep one finger here, one finger in Tosvis. Tosvis says, about 8-9 lines down from the top, he says, Mairi bitame shesofar ktsas. Okay, let's see what that means. Ulam bitosvis savru sha'afler of chizda. Svaras Rebbe hi mitam tliya b'makulkal. In other words, the question is, does Rebbe have a halach of tliya, or is he just using that compelling statistical probability logic of mayan pasuach? So we said, according to the Ramban, the way Rav Chisda understood Rebbe doesn't have any special halacha of tefillah. Tosa says that no, even Rav Chisda agrees that Rebbe adopts and embraces this principle called tefillah b'makulkal. Ubiaru, Shalom Dubar B'Tamei Mes Shechaser Aktvila. We're not talking about a Tamei Mes who's already counted 7 days and he's ready to go to the mikvah. Kloma Shekvar Hizu Olav Mechatos B'Yom Shlishi B'Yom Shvi L'Tumaso. Everything is ready, the stage is set, let him just jump into the mikvah. Adain Lo Toval, he says that's not the case. Sharei Rav Adol Halon B'Sugyo. Okay, we didn't get up to this yet. Mechalik V'Omer Shemasha Omer Rebbe She'ein Tola Ein Tolan B'Shomer Siyom Kireged Yom B'Sheni Shalah Hu Mishum She'Biyada Litvol Ulihi Toer Mashein Ke B'Tomi Mes She'ein Biyada Litvol Ulihi Toer Lachain Sover Rebbe Shehu Mekulkol Venitan Litlosbo Shari Meduber Beofen Shat Tomi Mes Adayin Eno Yochol Litbol Bechain Ein Lafarish Shemedubar Betome Mes Beyom Rishon Lituma So Shemke Maduam Rav Chizda Shecholku Bazer Or Nechluku Bazer Rebbe Rav Shim Gamliel Haregam Rebbe Mode She'efshal litlos b'shomeres yom b'yom rishon l'riyasa kevod she'ein miskalkelas b'kach v'imkein modu rebi gam b'tomi mes b'yom rishon l'tumaso she'ein miskalkel nitlel bo os, nitlel bo os. So basically Tosa says the following from a diuk that he has from Rav Ada, which is coming around the bend. He says it's impossible to say that we're talking about a Tomei Mes after the 7 days have passed and all he needs to jump into the mikvah, because in such a case Rav Ada is going to say that Rebbe rejects Tliya in such a case, because that's a major kilkul. He's going to have to start again a whole week of counting 7 days. And certainly Rav Chisda would have to accept that. So that's not possible. Elo, what are you going to tell me? It's the first day of his 7 days of Tumah. He says in that case, everybody would agree that there is a din of Tliya, because he loses nothing by assuming that he went down the Shvil of Tumah. Ella, so what's the third possibility? The excluded middle, or the included middle, I guess you'd say. Tzorech lahamed es hanidon shalai gemara b'tomei mines be'emtza shivas yimei tumah. So that's what Tosus calls it, b'tomei shesofar k'tzas. So he's in the middle of Zion Yomim. Rav Chisda sova shal rebi ein tolin b'ofen kazeh es hatumah. The other matomei came in sheyotze lo kilku ktsash. It's also a yom shekvar sofa. So let's say he's in day four. Day four now becomes day one. Tzarech lispar shiva yomim chadoshim, and therefore Rebbe would certainly not accept tliya in such a case. That's going to be the shita of Rav Chisda. Umashe nokta abraisa machlokus Rebbe Shim Gamliel sofer shiva. Okay, so that's again laudia chakocho shel Rav Shimon Gamliel. But as far as Rebbe is concerned, not only is Tliya excluded in the case where she already counted a full 7 days and she's just missing Tvila, but even in the case where she counted 1 or 2 days of the Zayin Nikiyim, and now you're going to be Makalkala by forcing her to start from the beginning of the Zayin Nikiyim, that itself is enough, according to Rebbe, to preclude the possibility of Tliya. So on both sides, we now have a fundamental Machlok Shina Ramban and Tosfos regarding Rav Chisda in his understanding of Rebbe. I don't know if you caught that whole chagadah there. According to the Ramban, Rav Chisda in Rebbe denies Tliya straight across the board in an absolute fashion. There is no such thing as Tliya. Rebbe never recognized the concept of Tliya. If you have a question as to where this dam came from and you have evidence or statistical probability that can give you an answer, that could produce an answer, that's one thing. But Tliya, as a separate halacha, that this fell into this and that fell into that, or he went here or he went there, or she had a dam kesem and she didn't, all that is out according to Rebbe. That's Rav Chiya according to Ramban. Therefore, Rav Chiya, Rav Chisda would insist that according to Rebbe, in the case of two individuals, one who's Tameh and one who's Tar, and they went out two Shvilim, we don't have a possibility we're going to have to be Matami both of them. Why? Because you don't have any statistical probability that would anticipate that Reuven went into the Shvil Tameh because he's Tameh, as opposed to Shimon. We'll have to be Makalka both of them and say they're both Tameh. That's Rav Chisda according to the Ramban. Tosis, on the other hand, cannot accept the Ramban because it comes out according to the Shita of Rav Chisda. There's no reason why Rebbe should allow for Tliya. Just 1 second. Give me a minute here for. According to Tosfos, we can't talk about. Yeah, then it comes out according to the Ramban. This is what Tosfos can't tolerate. That even if this Tomei mess contracted Tuma from a different mess, obviously on this very same day, this is Yom Rishon L'Tumaso, Rebbe would reject Halach of Tliya, because again, there's no statistical probability whatsoever in the case of Shnei Shvilim. And that's not true, because Rebbe's objection to Tliya, his problem was you're being makalkal someone. Correct? Like, for example, the case of Shemeres Yom, Yom Sheni Shalom, as opposed to Yom Rishon, there was a kilkel, she's losing, forfeiting that Yom Sheni. But in the case of a Tommy Mess on the first day of his Tumah, he doesn't lose a thing by attributing that, you know, that he went down the path with the kever on it. Therefore, clearly, Rebbe would accept the din of Tliya in that case. Rebbe's problem with Tliya's objection is that you're causing a kilkel, but if you neutralize that variable, meaning if there is no kilkel, then Rebbe himself would accept Tliya. And that's against the Ramban. Therefore, what Tosfos is going to suggest here is that Rav Chiya came up with a mixas kilkel. What does that mean, a mixas kilkel? It's not a full kilkel because he's already gone through Zion Yom and he's just missing tefillah. It's not zero kilkel because it's Yom Rishon, but a few days into his tumah, that's going to be a partial kilkel, because insofar as he's going to have to start the seven from the beginning. And on that issue, Rav Chisda is of the opinion that Rebbe would reject Tliya. Why? Because you're creating some sort of measure of kilkel. Okay. So if you're with me until now, I want to read to you a summary of the Marsha. He has the Marsha here at the beginning of this paragraph. I'm going to read to you, you know, the summary of the Marsha as I have it with Rabbi Flegg, as I mentioned to you. And he says the following. The Rashi mashma shebetame ein kilkul bechlal vafilu hachi. Okay, so you know what? In order to appreciate this marsha, we're going to have to read a few more lines of the Gemara. Maskif la Rav Ada. Rav Ada has a problem with Rav Chisda that according to Rebbe, there's no possibility of Tliya in the case of Shnei Shvilim. And again, we're assuming it's even on the first day, according to the Ramban, even on the first day, Rav Chisda says there's no Tliya according to Rebbe. Maskif lo Rav Ada, Ad kan lo koma Rebbe Yosem, when does Rebbe reject Tliya in the case of Ksamim, Ela de Travayu ki Adodi Ninu, both ladies are on the same status, whether it's the owner of the chaluk or the borrower of the chaluk, who's a shemeres yom b'sheni shalah. They're both in a state of tara, of a cheskas tara. In other words, even though technically the Shomer's Yom Kereged Yom on the second day is Tmeya, if you ask me technically what her status is, but she's Tahora insofar as she's Omedes Becheskas Tahora. And why is she considered Omedes Becheskas Tahora? Because she's counting the second day as a Yom Naki. So if that be the case, then in a case where there is no extra kilkul, Rebbe himself embraces the sheet of Tliya. Therefore, in the case of Shnei Shvil and Hocha, my nafka leimina, what difference does it make if it's the first day of his Zayin Yemei Tumah, whether he has another, he contracted another Tumah, or he did not contract it. He hasn't started his sphere, and if he hasn't started his sphere, he loses absolutely nothing through this Tliya. So clearly, Rabosai, Rav Ada, according to the Ramban's approach, is raising that objection to Rav Chisda, which we had a problem with. Rebbe did not fundamentally or absolutely reject Tliya. He rejected Tliya insofar as they're both equal. They're both in the same state. But if there's clearly a differential between the two people, then Tliya would kick in even according to Rebbe. So for example, if the Tliya is on a person who will lose absolutely nothing in terms of his status of Tumah, then Rebbe would accept Tliya. And that's the case of Shomer Siyom Biyom Rishon Shalom. So Rebbe does operate with Tliya. If that be the case, in the case of Shnei Shvilin, Rebbe would also agree that Tliya would apply, because if the other fellow whose Tomei is Biyom Rishon Shal Zayin Yomim, he loses nothing through this Tliya, and Rebbe would therefore accept Tliya. So that's the language of Rav Adin attacking Rav Chisda, Hacha, my nafkalon mina. What kind of kilkul is there if you assume that this Tomei went down the Shvil Tomei? He hasn't started his Zayin Yomim yet, so he doesn't lose anything by adding another Tumah. And now the Gemara is going to try to defend Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, sof sof, ihi tvila baya. So we're talking about the case of Yom Sheni. That was the case where Rebbe says there is no Tliya. Now, even if the day goes by as a Yom Naki, she still needs tefillah. The kesem on the chalok was discovered before she went into the mikvah, before her actual tefillah. Sof sof e tefillah baya. She needs to be mitar herself through tefillah, and she hasn't yet done so. So it means that right now she's still tmeya. That's called mikul kelis. That's called tmeya. And therefore she's not like the owner of the chalok who is becheskas tahora. Nevertheless, Rebbe would insist that there's no tliya over here. So you see that here I want to read to you the language of the summary here of Rashi. Muchach she'ein taimo shel Rebbe misvaras tolid es hakalkola b'mekulkol. Okay, fine. Before we get to Shnei Shvil. So Rav Chisda is bothered by the following point. He says in the Shomer's case of Yom Sheni Shalah, where Rebbe says that there is no Tliya, why not? She's Tmeya, she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. Is therefore, if she's Tmeya, then why not apply the principle of Talinan Tolin Tamei B'Tmeya? Nevertheless, Rebbe says, I object. There's no possibility of Tliya here. Why not? The answer is, Rebbe never accepted this principle of Tolin Esakalkola B'Makuko. Tolin is what we call Tolin, Tliya. Oh, now we can read the punchline. V'lachen yizbar Rebbe ach bedin shnei shvilin she efshal litlos bi adam hatame afil biyom rishon litum aso. Rebbe therefore will not accept tliya, even if it's the first day of his tuma. Shari ein svara betliya zu. So this again is the Ramban in his understanding of Reb Chiya, that Rebbe rejects the halacha of tliya as a separate independent halacha. Again, he only has that logical, statistical tliya, and therefore in the case of shnei shvilin, there's no possibility according to Rebbe of tliya. Rebbe accepts tliya in the case of Shomeres Yom Yom Rishon. The answer is because she has Dam Matsui. And that makes us similar to the case of Yoledes or the case of Besula. And that's where Rebbe does accept Tliya. He applauds Tliya. But barring that, if it's pure 50-50 statistically, then Rebbe doesn't hold from Tliya. And that's why Rebbe rejects Tliya in the case of Yom Sheni, because in the Yom Sheni, she's already got a Yom Naki, so she's not Matsui, it's not Dam Matsui. And if so facto, in the case of Shnei Shvili, where there is no logical possibility of Tliya, Rebbe's going to reject the halacha of Tliya. That's all according to the Ramban. Now, if you take a look at note number Chavav, which is on the left side, he's going to try to explain Rav Ada and Rav Avda's objection, his attack on Rav Chisda, according to the Shita of Tosus. And then he's going to introduce a major chiddush here, the Mishnah LeMelech. So let's say the following, as a summary of what we've done so far, and then the Marsha. Nechleku Rav Chisda Rav Ada b'tamei v'tar shaholchu b'shnei shvili l'Rav Chisda banu l'achlokas Rav Shimon Gamliel v'Rebbe im tolin tamei v'tamei l'Rav Ada Rebbe mode shetolin. And Rashi says the Rav Ada svirle shemode Rebbe shetolin tamei v'tamei, basically accepting the principle of tliya. Ella to Shomeres Yom Sheni Shala Bechem Besoferes Zayin Yomim Shalo Tovla is in these cases Nechsheves Tahora is Kevin Sheviyada Litbal. Let me just go over this one more time. Sorry. According to Rav Ada, Rebbe is Moder Shetolin. Why? Because in the case of where does Rebbe? So Rashi says the following. Where does Rebbe reject Tliya? The answer is when they're both Tahora. Now, what do you mean? We're talking about Shomeres Yom Yom Sheni Shalom. We're talking about Soveres Ayinikin before she went to Tefillah. How can you call that Tahora B'Tahora? The answer is, says Rashi, because since she can go to the mikveh at any moment, once she was Shomeres Yom Sheni, or in the case of Zayinikin, any moment she could just jump into the mikveh and be Matar herself, she's already considered Tahora. I mean, Mishnah Melech is going to have a lot to say about that. Is Mimela, it comes out that according to Rav Ada, when does Rebbe reject Tliya? When the other person that you want to be tol on is Tar. Again, in the context of this new definition of Tar. But if the other person is clearly Tomei, meaning he doesn't have the possibility or she doesn't have the possibility of going to the mikveh, then Rebbe accepts Tliya. Is Memela in the case of Shnei Shvilin, says Rav Ada, there is Tliya even according to Rebbe. When does Rebbe object to Tfila, to Tliya? Only in a case where you're being told a Tomei, Bitar. You're assuming that this Tumah belongs to the Tahor. That's not true in the case of Shnei Shvilin. That's not true in the case of Shomer Siyom Biyom Rishon Shalah. When are you being told on a Tahor? That's on Shomer Siyom Biyom Sheni Shalah. Or if a woman already counted Zion Niki. So I'm just going to read to you the Marsha, and that's where we're going to end for today. And hopefully by Yom Revi'i, we'll be able to go through the Tosis inside with the Marsha inside and really, really clarify. This is just, as I say, milamala, you know, from how you say superficially. Is that how you say it? Okay. Rabbeinu, I'm sorry. Rav Chisda Svirle, the Kevin Shalo Tavla, even though she has the possibilities, nothing is missing. All the pieces of the puzzle are there except for one clincher, that's Tvila, but she hasn't yet been Toveles, Tmeahi. Valkane, in other words, Al-Karchach, I should say Al-Karchenu, we have no choice. The Rebbe Svirle, the Ein Tolim Tomim Vitamit. That Rebbe rejects outright the halacha of Tvila, of a Tomim Vitamit. Again, Rav Ada says in that particular scenario, it's not being told at Tomei B'Tomei, it's being told at Tomei B'Tar. Because the very fact that she's missing nothing but Tvila, that makes her into a Tahor. Ikshu B'Tosvis. B'mai Kamairi Rav Chizda. Ima Tomei Lo Sofer Klal, if it's on his first day, is Vade Moda Rebbe, Kamo B'Shomer Siyom, Rishon Shalah, Deleka Kilkel. Again, Tosfos is not operating with the Ramban's premise that on Yom Rishon Shalah, she has a Mayan Pasuch and Dama Motzui. Tosfos is operating with the premise that, which is absolutely true, that on Yom Rishon Shalah, she's Tmeah. And yet, Rebbe rejects Tliah. That's the same as Shnei Shvilin. The Im Gomar Lispar, if on the other hand he's finished with the Zion Yomim, and he had Hazor v'Shlishi Shvil, the whole 9 yards, the Lo Tovel, Im Kain Havi Kisoferes Shelo Tovla, then it would be a case of a Soferes Shelo Tovla, which Rebbe says there is no din of Tliyah. So again, if it's the Gemar sphere of Zayin Yomim, then like the Gemar sphere of Azava of Zayin Yomim, Rebbe rejects Tliya. Is Echolik Rav Ada Beinayim? How could Rav Ada say no, that in this case, although in Soferes Zayin Nikim, there is no Tliya, but in the case of Shnei Shvilin at the end of his Zayin Yomim, there is Tfila. There is Tliya. Is Chichu Atosus the Sofer Ktsas? So we're talking about a case where the Tomei Mes has begun his counting. Rav Chizda Svirle Shele Rebbe Ein Tolim B'Chai Gavna. Once he already started counting, you're being Mekalkal, and to force him to start from the beginning, there's no Tliya. Umasha Braisa Mairi B'Yom Hashvi Shalah Lashmiya the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Sha'af al pi Sha'rak Chose Tfilosa is Tolim. Okay, Rabosai, I'm going to have to stop here because